We're live.
Oh, yeah. Who am I talking to?
You're speaking to Don Newsom.
Don the Nuisance?
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Quality Don at an affordable price.
Dr. Fred here. I got three listeners tonight. I'm impressed.
Oh, hey. No, I think we only have one now.
Oh, one? Okay.
My brother.
Huh?
My brother.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's how it goes. Anyway, I hope everybody's on the live cam right now. You go to blog or not. So you haven't got that on blog yet, do you?
Actually, we do. We have it on BBS. I believe we have it on bbsradio.com. They can go there. If they look under program info, they'll see a bunch of listings of all the show hosts and their show names. And then they go just below that and click on the live link, and they're going to see your webcam that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, we're doing because this temple has been so where I live. There's a room. It's called the Temple Room. There's been masters and mystics. Sai Baba's been here from all over the world for about 30 years. They visited this place. It's on a vortex. It's in my book, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light. So what I've been instructed to do is to bring that out to the world in a virtual reality. So what we're doing now is we're getting higher speed connections, and we are putting up cameras that'll run 24/7, 365, and people that can watch the phenomenon happen as it happens. Tonight, when Don was interviewing a girl from the Sci-Fi Channel on her show,
Victoria Hall,
about the phenomenon, and we were watching it because it was in the vortex. And if you go on there right now, people will get a delayed broadcast tomorrow. You won't get the same images, so this will probably be recorded and played later. So as a result of that, you won't be seeing what we're seeing live right now. But right now, we're right behind a master crystal in the center of the vortex, which goes to the center of the Earth. And lasers are pulsating across the different crystals, sending off different forms of energy. And the bright light in the middle there, and if I were to turn the sound up, where it would start to move. That would move. It synchronizes. All these things synchronize with sound. And if you look on the Pyradyne.com website, you'll see in one of the other devices, which we'll switch to in a little bit, where we actually photographed an angel materializing out of the unit. So this will be going on all the time, and you guys can video it, do whatever you want, because you never know what goes on. It might be 2 days or a week or 3 weeks of nothing, and then this all hell breaks loose, and there's more stuff moving around than you can imagine. And we were going to get better cameras. We're getting a higher speed connection, but and that'll all be done in the next week or two.
Well, you were I got to tell you, I was speaking to Valerie Olmsted, Dr. Valerie Olmsted.
Yeah.
And, of course, as everybody knows, she has her own program on BBS Radio.
Yeah.
Enlightened Medicine.
Right.
But she put in her cyst, which has the same kind of setup you do, I think.
Yeah, something not quite as complex, but you know, a lot of the basic ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I told her she ought to stick a webcam in, and she does some of her shows or sessions in there with some of her patients, because she's working as a holographic physician.
Right.
Or
she is a licensed medical doctor too.
Yeah. So she wants to set it up, and she wants to put a webcam in when she's doing some of her live shows.
Right.
And folks, I tell you, this equipment that you're looking at and the crystals here, they're large, it's expensive, and unless you've got a healthy bank account, it's to set up something like this, it is worth it. Believe me, if you have the money, do it. But it's quite a robust setup, and some really wild things occur. And Valerie was telling me some people that go in there, they pass right out, and then later on they have the weirdest visions and feelings of things working on them and entities fixing them genetically and altering them for the better, or following them or next to them, or weird dreams. I mean, a lot of things she's saying is occurring for people that get into these vortexes. And I got to tell you, I went into Dr. Bell's place, and the moment I got there, my head buzzed, just like my twin brother. Remember when he visited your place?
Mm-hmm.
My head was
never
spinning.
Been the same since.
I know.
But that happens to a lot of people. They get an instant transformation. I remember when Brad Steiger, the writer, sci-fi writer, his wife now was a friend of mine and used to work with me. And she came in here, Sherry, and she was taken out. We have a Stargate here, too, which will actually fire it up, not tonight, but we'll actually open the Stargate for you, and you can watch interdimensional transitions take place. We can do that now. And we'll do it right here, and we'll do it on the webcam. I just want to get the speed, a higher speed connection to do this, because you'll miss a lot of the detail, but it will be awesome. And in a minute, I'm going to actually switch it up to the champagne reflector, the camera, and when it shifts up there, you'll be actually, and it will light a little incense to sanctify the area. You might see an angel pop in and out. That's where the angel flew out of. So we'll go to that in a minute. I just have to get up and do a couple things to do that. Are you watching that? Then that white thing is the master crystal. See that, Don?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And it's been hit with a red and green laser, but it's emanating pure white light. So and that's the funny thing. It's the neat thing about a laser. Whenever we use the old flash tubes and lasers,
yeah,
to design them, it doesn't matter if it's a red laser or a green laser or a blue laser or a yellow laser.
Well,
or a blue laser.
Well, can you get in front of the screen, show people that you're really there?
Yeah, in a minute. I'm not in my full.
Oh, get up.
Yeah, I can put my hand across the camera and block it all off for a second.
Give us the thumbs up.
Yeah, there you go. See if the thumb shows up. Come on, thumb. Right, there it is. See it? Thumb.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway,
it's a little grainy.
Camera in a minute anyway, and change the energy to show people that are watching what this is.
It is a little bit grainier than it was when you had it hooked up.
Yeah, because the light. Well, yeah, when I fire up the incense in a minute, you'll see a difference. But
is it grainy?
It's coasting right now. That's what you call a coasting mode.
Ah, I got you.
Yeah, it's not kicked up. We'll fire it up in a minute, and you'll see a whole other deal go on. But anyway, this will be running all the time, and even when I'm not home, it runs. So you're on your own with whatever you're going to see, and it'll be, like I say, a much higher quality. But this is a cheap $100 camera. I want to get a $1,000 or $10,000 camera in here. Really, I actually want to do it in high definition. That's what we're going to shoot for, but I don't think I need T1 lines or something. I don't know. What do I need for high definition? T1 lines good enough?
You can do it on much less than a T1.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're got 700.
I'm at 1.5 meg as of tomorrow.
Upload?
Yeah.
That's fast enough.
Is that good enough?
Oh, yeah. You could get a very good quality picture off of that easy.
Okay, that'll happen tomorrow. See, that's why I say we already ordered it. Yeah, I ordered it this afternoon.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it'll depend on your two other things. One, your camera.
Yeah.
And two, the equipment that you're running the signal up through. Because it depends on, you're going to send the signal from your camera and then up into the internet. So it's going to, I don't know what type of hubs, routers,
I got a pretty high speed
connections.
One. Yeah, it's a pretty trick one. You know, I usually get high-end stuff anyway, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that'll handle it. But Ryan will be working on it, you know.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes, you know, you never know. Usually it's in the October, November month that Andromedans will show up. And when they show up, you definitely would see them on this camera, even now. But they would look like silhouettes. You'd see them stopping the laser light, stopping the incense that moves around. And you would see something in the void that...
Yeah, I know. I've seen that
many times.
And
you can film it pretty nicely with the setup I got here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're here, and then other stuff happens, so you never know.
Well, we were talking about putting, and when I was talking with Valerie, and I had talked with a few others about this,
yeah.
And, we could, if we chose to be, one of the first radio networks that all show hosts have to have a cam.
Yeah,
and
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and then the radio listeners can actually view these people as their own, but the problem is they all then, I couldn't do that because then when I thought about it, that means they would all have to high speed hookups, they would all have to pay for that, the added expense of that, and so I guess it would come down to those show hosts that wish to get high speed, hook up a good camera, and then people can, watch them while they're listening.
Yeah, well, my whole thing is, how serious are you with your show?
Yeah. Well, I can set it up here, no problem.
No, I know you. I know you can. But I mean, that's my message to anybody out there doing these shows. How serious are you about your show? You really need to get up. There's a lot of competition, especially in the psychic world. And you want to rise above it by demonstrating, you know, technology and science in lieu of better added communication. Because the more you can communicate of your powers and what your ability to do visually, the more popular you become. And that word will spread like wildfire when you do stuff. So it's well worth the investment.
Yeah.
The returns will be many times over. If you are serious about what you're doing, though, a lot of people are sort of half there and they're not serious, so they're just not ready for that kind of success.
Well, I know that for all the listeners out there, know that Dr. Bell is going to be becoming a partner at BBS Radio and Blogging Service, and we're going to go by way of the corporate mode. In other words, we're going to be forming a corporation, and everything is going to building up under a corporation, a foundation, and there's going to be a directorship put together, an ownership group, and it's going to be run in a much different way, and we're going to be doing that paperwork this week, hopefully getting it finalized next week, because BBS Radio has a lot of new ventures coming aboard, and it's going to take a good group of people that have an ownership position in it to want to make the best decisions for the company and its direction. And that's where we're going to go, because we have so much on the plate right now by so many different groups that it's really going to take a bunch of us to figure out what's best and how to go about it and having fun doing so. And we're at that stage now, and it's going to be fun to see the next few months.
I agree. It's going to be good. And then we got really hot guests and new shows coming up.
Oh, boy, do we ever.
Yeah, we got Saturday night when I talked to Dr. Deagle. You know, he's currently working for the FBI in the terror unit, and he's a doctor, medical doctor, specializes in genetics, worked at NSA for years. Through him, we've got people that want to exit NSA, possibly on BBS radio, but we've got to negotiate them out of there so they don't get killed. I mean, that's how serious some of these people are coming on to get the message out of what's going on. And we're going to talk about the satellites that are in orbit by number and model number, and we're gonna explain the ELF frequencies they're emitting and what they're doing and how the drug companies are financing it and who the people are, the actual names of the people in the drug companies, and that's why you see all these you know, prescription drugs going everywhere that are, you know, MOA inhibitors and, you know, psychoactivators and just tranquilizers and all this drugs. I mean, it's literally a drugging world out there.
It's a drug world, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, when I remember the first time I saw a commercial that said, and everybody's seen it, the little purple pill.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you what it was about, but they sure as heck told you, go call your doctor. This might be right for you. And that's it. I mean, it's almost, and then, of course, you're looking at this ad, which you don't know anything about the medication. You're just told to call the doctor because it's some beautiful little blue pill. It's the thing. It's the in thing to call your doctor about and get on. Basically, that was the commercial. And I thought to myself, you know, folks, that we finally got to a place in our society where the pharmaceuticals have destroyed us.
Yeah, they have. And the HIN5 and all the BS are making up about that. Oh, they're pushing that one. And the Tamiflu, it was on the news tonight. All the stuff that we announced originally when we first found out about way last summer, we talked about killing people going crazy on that drug because of cyclohexane.
Yeah.
Well, more and more studies are coming up now claiming there are ingredients in Tamiflu that are not good. They're not quite naming them like we did and giving direction, but it was in the news on NBC tonight.
Folks, it's not just in the drugs. It's in, skin care, hair care, makeup. And in almost, I mean, such a broad range of products that people use that they put on their skin, that they put on their hair. And some of these companies say they're natural and they don't even have to have FDA approval. They just get on any of these componentries. They stick them in these products. And some very large name brand companies have some carcinogens in their products. Folks, that it seeps into your skin, into your cells, ruins your hormones, ruins the balance of your body, gives you cancer, kills you, gives you brain damage. Look, I work in the beauty industry, and I'm just say I've heard more in my fill of stars, hot actresses, and others that have actually succumbed to some of the diseases and death, eventually death, because of the products, the cosmetic products that they've used, and then it was never came out until later on they realized, you know, this is why this person died. And hair dyes, and you name it. So I don't know what we've done, but we have taken ourselves apart piece by piece by piece. And
it's all part of what we call the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy, which we'll be talking about in great depth. It was first published in 1961, a March, March issue in the LaRoche Publications EIR, Executive Intelligence Review, out of Washington, D.C. That was the first published thing that you can actually get copies of.
You know, I would love to do a research paper one day and say, okay, what are the 10 most common poison products, poison components that are in everyday products? Well, and I bet you could find...
Fructose is, you know, sugar.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking like bromides. That
well, yeah,
are used in used in chlorine.
That's in the chemtrails all the way to your salt shaker.
Sure, or mercury, or
mercury
for your fillings. But you take 10.
Oh, by the way, in the Tamiflu, there's a bunch of mercury that they didn't put on the label that they're finding is that they put in. There's mercury in there.
Yeah,
and that's a poison. And what they're trying to do with it, obviously, is to kill the cell wall so that the virus can't penetrate. That's how viruses, they attack cell walls.
Yeah.
And so they're doing, they're killing the damn person.
They're killing the, and it's funny
and
because.
And not the cell, they're killing all the cells.
The people that really, truly, I believe there's the few that knew this and then said, okay, we got to get these specific carcinogens or poisons into the various products, and we got to label them down and say, and not say anything about them and get them into these. I don't know what the deal is, but it seemed like a very concerted effort to get certain poisons into our everyday products, in our water, in our food, in our...
Yeah. You remember all the movies in the 40s and 30s and 50s? Everybody was smoking a cigarette?
Yes.
Remember everybody, cigarettes were rampant. Everybody
smoked. Oh, sure, sure.
You know the cancer rate was like 80, lung cancer was like 80% less then than it is now?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the diet, refined sugars and saturated oils, that has destroyed the immune system to the point now that cigarettes were actually fairly harmless. You know, now they're deadly because your body has no immunity, you know. That's the way it goes. So anyway, we got all that going, and then we got Dr. Ann West coming on. I'm going to do a brief show with her tomorrow night. And she's married to one of the world's most famous record producers, David Tickle, who produces Sting and Elton John and U2 and all these big people. And she's interviewed senators and all kinds of very famous people. She has Marilyn Ferguson coming on, who wrote the Aquarian Gospels, a very famous woman. She has nothing but celebrities all the time. She's going to have her own show here. We're going to introduce her tomorrow night. She's world famous. She's got books out. And she's, you know, big time.
And she's got some...
She's got her own Sunday show in Hawaii. And the entire Hawaiian island chain listens to her every Sunday at 3 o'clock.
She's the only talk show on
here.
Yeah.
And she's drop-dead gorgeous. And she sings. She sings with Sting. She sings with Bruce Springsteen. And so we're going to be sharing her music with you. So, and I'm telling you, this girl's a 10. She's stunning. Ooh. Beautiful woman.
She is.
She's Scottish like me, Don, you know.
She is a beauty.
She was born there. Yeah, blue eyes, blonde hair, natural. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Got that figure. Yes, sir.
And the voice.
And the brain, too, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But, we like Anne. I've known her for 30 years.
Yeah,
she's only 40, so I knew her since she was 10. No, I've known her about 20 years. She's a beautiful woman.
By the way, we not only have Ann West, which you're going to tell us a little bit about the music, hopefully, here. But, folks, Dr. Bell is going to come over to my little adobe here our abode. He's going to be hopefully over here next week, maybe doing his show live from the new BBS headquarters. And I'm looking forward to having you out here.
Now, this is, brings up another thing. Anybody has an extra twin-engine airplane
they want to donate to the car?
We just got a bus. We got a big bus donated. It's a beautiful motorhome bus. It's huge. And so now we need an airplane so we can get back up and down the coast. We need at least a twin engine and a pilot.
And a pilot.
Yeah.
Preferably.
It takes us, we're so darn busy, especially me, and I know Don doesn't have much to do, but I do. And and so we need a plane to get up and down the coast in here, because it's time we get time, Mike, for if I go up there to see him, I lose a day traveling up there and a day traveling back, and he's only like 500 miles away, which is ridiculous because of the airports and getting there and the lines and blah, blah, blah.
Isn't that a nightmare?
Yeah, it is. So we got to get our own plane. I'm a pilot, but I'm not going to be flying, obviously. I'm way out of practice.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we're going to have a lot of fun. And I think this network is going to really explode now. And I also, I have Verado coming on as a guest. I just did his show, and he's on the Clear Network, which is the Art Bell Network. Premier Radio. He's coming over. He might even do a show over here. I'm trying to get him to.
Verado Live. If anybody wants to know who he is, go to Verado Live. And he, you know, I've heard a lot of great things.
Hey, Don, I did his show last Saturday morning. He is awesome.
Yeah, that's what I've
heard.
He's
got so much love and wisdom combined. You know, I don't say that much about it. I usually criticize people, but because I'm real arrogant. But, you know, he's very humble, and I really liked him.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about Verado.
Yeah. So I'm begging him to come on our network and do a show. I think I got him talked into it. He's 90% there.
That would be wonderful. We'd love to have a guy like that.
Yeah, we need a guy like him. Mm-hmm. A real old philosopher, happy energy. You know what I mean?
An old soul.
Yeah,
a lot of
he's
heart.
Really great. He looks like Father Time. I think he's really cute. He's on the website with his beard and everything, his silver hair. He's been around the block. That boy's smart. He's pretty smart. He's done a lot of things. Yeah, he's like the guru of radio now.
Well, I know that, you know, it's going to take probably about a week to get through all the listeners' emails and to get the archives all up, which everybody, I know everybody's just wigged out about that. But now that I'm back on and everything's set up, I'll smooth through those pretty quickly. And, you know, we'll be back up and to normal in about a week. And
then, what they don't really know, Don, is that you actually won't be going to bed for a week, because I think what there's 4 or 5 contracts out on you from the mafia now. From some of our people that have shady backgrounds that have shows here. And
that's right.
They're a little mad.
They're mad.
Yeah, so I hear you've been smelling a lot of gunpowder lately up there. And you got a lot of old spray of dark windowed Cadillacs cruising your neighborhood, even though you're out in the middle of nowhere. How many cruise by tonight? I think there's a show of power going on up there.
This has been a journey for me, because I thought I'd be here weeks ago. We'd be through this 3 weeks ago, and one thing after another. It's been an extreme clearing for me, I think, because everything that could go wrong did, and more. And then we got everything set up. We're humming along, and I'm doing my first radio program and thinking, okay, it's over. Then the circuit breaker blows. On the first radio program live we did.
Oh, did you blow a breaker?
Blew a breaker.
All right.
And I thought, you know, that just has to be some sort of a cosmic joke.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. You can't beat a blowing breaker. Well, you know, my house caught on fire about 3 weeks ago, so I had a little fire on the porch out there, and the fire department had to come. So we had a little bit. And you know what happened? I got a wooden Tibetan dagger sent in here from Tibet. It's probably 500 years old. I don't know. It's about 2 feet long. You can look them up in the internet, Tibetan dagger,
right.
Georgie dagger. And it kills evil spirits. But it also, and this is a real one from a real temple, and it's made out of wood, and it's very old, hundreds of years old. It came, and I put it on the sacred, you know, we'll be featuring it on live wire cam here. I'm talking about it. My camera also does sound. I have it turned off, but there'll be times when I will conduct a tour of the house, and the energy field, and I'll have the casting on. So if people are lucky to watch that at a period of time, they'll actually, these will be unannounced and spontaneous.
Yeah.
But so they'll be tuning in the blog and service, clicking in on the webcam, and Dr. Bell might have a master from some other temple. They come from all over the world. We might be having a little interview or something. Just spontaneous, because that's what these temples are. There's no program in the temple. It just happens.
Yeah.
But anyway, when that dagger got here, I put it up on the wall, and I knew, I said, you know what? There's something going to happen here. This thing's got some energy, and I got some cleansing. There's some cleansing going to go on here. Sure enough, the next day, the porch caught on fire. The termite stuff exploded. Yeah. And when the fire department came up, they're hosing down the damn outside railings. Never came into the house, thank God. And when they're here, there's explosions going on. Bam, bam. And this is inside of a railing on a porch, and it's exploding. So it's negative spiritual energy is what it was, but I couldn't tell the fire department that. They asked me, is there gunpowder in there? Is there firecrackers inside this railing? Because it's a double panel railing, you know. I said, not that I know of. And it would go bang, and the sparks would fly, and the fire just went, what is exploding in there? You know? And we had two explosions on the railing. It was that Tibetan dagger cleaning out shit.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and my girlfriend, you know, Mikkel, she said, you know, I knew there was going to be some kind of a fire in there. I could sense it. And we're both Leos. We're sensitive to fire anyway. And she was right, and the dagger came. And then since that happened, it's been so calm in here and so cool. There was something that was hanging out we must have attracted, even though we have a lot of preventionable gear inside the temple to get negative, get rid of ELF that comes from outer space, because my company is devoted to shielding you from all that stuff that the drug companies want you to have. We stop it, but on top of that, we use it for ourselves, and these things we have called flamethrowers are running downstairs, so nothing could get in, and strangely enough, that fire couldn't penetrate inside the house.
Yeah.
It was out on the railing, but it is a big one, you know. They had two fire trucks on it. And there's huge flames coming out, but it was going out towards the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when it was all done and over with, this huge show with 20 firemen and everything, the damage to fix it was the cost to repair it is $500, which is nothing.
Yeah.
So it was a big flamboyant Laguna Beach turnout when this Tibetan dagger arrived and it's hanging on the wall over there. Now it's in. So you play around with this energy, it's real interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And doesn't it realize these systems in here are Pleiadian, you know. Everything inside the place is Pleiadian. So we have to bring in terrestrial energy, you know, and the vortex is just kicking right now.
Yeah.
Now, if you want, I can change the energy, but I have to leave the phone for about 3 or 4 minutes. Can you talk to everybody a little bit?
Sure.
Until I get back?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead. I'll be back in 4 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I haven't been posting for quite some time as Mad Dog on the TNT board, which, you know, pardon me. When you get into this and you really start enjoying being a part of this, because I feel like a part of a big family, and I feel that everybody out there is a part of my family. And the reason I feel like that is because of so many emails and people that call up and they wish me well and send me wonderful emails and heartfelt thanks and they comments, and you know, it just feels like one big family that I'm a part of, and I feel truly blessed to be able to be in this position where I can, you know, bring some information to people and touch their lives and be a part of their lives. And so this move, pardon me, this move that we undertook to move to Paradise, California was really, really rough. And we got quite behind, and I missed it, and I missed posting, and I missed reading everybody's posts, and you know, reading the emails and getting involved, and I come back and I just kind of feel a little lost. It just became such a big part of my life, and it gave me such joy that this last month has been really, really trying. And so to all you out, to all of those out there, I love you, and I feel really good to be back, and I feel a change in myself already. I feel more joyous again, more at peace, And that's how I think I know that this is exactly what I need to do with my life, and this is the destiny that I've chosen and that's been chosen with me. So it's good to be back. And we have a lot of big changes coming. There'll be some changes to our scheduling, many new people coming aboard BBS Radio, quite a number of them, and they're big, big names. We're going to have some personnel here mid this month that's going to be working with us full time. BBS Radio is going to be opening up to 24-hour radio. What that means is we're going to be doing talk shows. The talk shows are going to start from early morning around 10, 9 a.m., and they're going to run through about midnight every day, Monday through Sunday. And then we're going to have some music running on the off hours and between hours. And we're going to then open up a second channel. The second channel is going to be strictly for new music artists. This new channel will involve new music artists that have not, of course, don't have recording contracts or some label that has pinned them up already. So, and we have a lot of companies now that have sent us music, that have sent us CDs, that are asking to be a part of this, and we have yet to get it all structured and up, but that's coming. So we're going to have a 24-hour radio program soon, and we're going to be running just about 24-hour talk shows. And just so you know, of course, even now, none of this makes a dollar. Tens of thousands of dollars have gone out, and nothing has come in. And on all the advertising you guys see that's on our website, we don't make a dollar, not a penny, not 1 cent. The reason I emphasize that is because we really have been doing this as a service to others' endeavor, and we will continue to do so. However, since the growth has become so expansive and the things that we want to do are going to take more money, lots more money, I myself am married with 4 kids. If I spend any more money and my partner's out of our own savings, I think the wives will either kick us out or shoot us. They wouldn't do that, but it's come to a point where we need to turn this into some sort of an organization that is going to make some money, that can hire a few people, that can put new systems in place and keep up with the expansion. And not only keep up with the expansion, but really start to grow this thing into what we know it can be. So look for that to be coming this year. I don't know what that means. There's so many different avenues we could go, and I don't know what's best. I'm not even going to pretend to, but there's going to be a good group of us that look it over and see what's probably the most advantageous, yet does not in any way jeopardize nor compromise the mission of Blog and Service and BBS Radio, and that is to be of service, that is to be of the highest service for the good of everyone concerned. And we want to bring things to people that are going to be honest, that are going to be truthful, that are going to not hold any punches, not get mixed up in who the right and the left side of things, but just put it on the table and say this is what it is, and without any fear. And that means in bringing out new information, twists on some old information, whether it be paranormal, psychic, archaeological, scientific, medical, the pharmaceutical industries, what have you. We're going to try to bring as much out as we can with as many good people as we can and let people decide what's happening and what they're going to do about it. Of course, we are a little biased because we feel that people should be empowered and have all the facts at their disposal. So this is going to be an interesting journey. This year is going to see many changes. again, we don't quite know what they mean yet, but we're looking at all these different possibilities. So just bear that in mind. Big things are coming. Please don't get upset with us if we get a little behind or things change here and there. We're going to do what we believe is the very best for everybody concerned, the listeners, the people who are part of this. But we are not going to turn this into some professional, high dollar piece of junk that has a mission to take money and be a name. That's not our goal. And if it ever becomes our goal and you people, the listeners, think that we're even moving in that direction, I want you to let us know. Email us your concerns, comments, because that's truly not where we want to go. We just want to keep it for the people, by the people, and with the people. And if we can do that, in an honest and loving way. I hate to use the word loving because
you're a very loving person.
Well, yeah. It really, that's what I meant. We want to do it in a loving way. And I guess that's the only word to use to describe what I mean. But I was just telling him we're going to be growing quite a bit this year. I didn't give him any facts, but I told him there's a lot on the table and that I don't want anybody to think that we're changing into some corporate.
We're going to become very large.
Well, yeah, but I don't want people to think we're going to lose our lack of integrity, honesty, spiritual nature, and what we're trying to do.
It's not allowed. I am not motivated by money. I got what I need, and it's not a big thing with me. It's important to have it, but it's just a tool.
We're going to need it for some of those projects we've got on the table.
I don't care how much money comes in. I've made quite a bit of money over the year, and I'm in the same house I bought 35 years ago. I'm driving some newer cars. I got the same stuff 35 years, and I've gone through a little bit of money, and here I am.
Here we are. Yeah.
That's the way you do it.
That's right.
You follow your passion. Now, if you notice, I did a cameo tonight. I'm on the air there. Did you look at your camera?
We're looking at the camera.
Well, I'm on the camera right now before I flip it in the living room. You see it?
I see it.
There's Dr. Fred. See my airplanes up above me there?
I see a microphone and a phone.
Yeah, everything's there. Well, that microphone, we use that too,
There he is. There's Dr. Fred Bell.
Yeah. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
I have a pair of glass sunglasses like those. Those look like Maui Jims.
Yeah, those are the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot. There's so many lasers blazing in here. Wow. It's really smoking right now. Yeah, I'll have to wait till the smoke dies down. There's so much energy in the living room now, it just blanked out all the lasers. Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, there's kicking in there. We got some energy going here tonight. And the nice thing about it is that now we can share that. It's not like we say, hey, we'll show it to you in about 2 seconds. I think that's cool. What do you think?
I think, TV is the way to go. And letting people see, and when they can hear you and see you, I think that's a bonus.
Yeah, with me, a picture is worth about 10 billion words. And it's just very necessary to have a picture.
I agree.
I'm pretty brain dead anyway. Boy, this is really neat. I can't believe the energy that's in the living room now. It's twice as what it was earlier. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my face off the camera here. It's going to be a little dim at first, because I'm going to switch the camera around now.
Yeah.
And get it in the vortex.
And for the audience right now that's listening, we're just having fun right now, kind of rambling. So don't mind us. You don't even have to listen to us.
Scripted. You liar. We scripted this. I worked 2 weeks on this script. Now, that's the living room. Actually, the vortex is in my book, Rays of Truth. And what you want to look for is the incense. It's pretty heavy in there. We use sage from the mountains out here. We gather our own sage.
Yeah.
By the way, Confederate war outfit that I was wearing, I wore that at NASA, and I wore it in the 3,000 companies.
Right,
right. The way you saw me dressed, as crazy as it was, kind of Don Imus style.
Right, right.
The way I approached 3,000 companies wearing that gear, that exact coat. Yeah, everybody wore their suits. I wore that stuff because I wanted to be different. And I got everybody's attention everywhere. Like I say, when I was at Point Wainimi, I used to take the general who ran the whole operation, and I'm like 23, 24 years old, taking him out for a 2 or 3 hour lunch where he gets drunker than a skunk. There was something just went in there. It was something that's in there. I'll point it out when it happens. And then when I'd bring him back to the base, I used to have to get a hotel room because I couldn't drive back. You know, we used to go to the Whale's Tail up. I'm talking a general of the whole Western Air Force.
Yeah.
Once we'd get him back, I'd get to the gate. I didn't want to drive.
It looks like something's in there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, there is something. I'll show you. And I'll explain in a minute. So anyway, I mean, I had to drop him off at the gate, and he was taking his private limousine, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I kind of stuff. Okay, there's something there. Okay, there. Now you see it? Yeah, you watch. It'll paint a picture. And that's why I want to get a better quality and a faster movement so you can see it not jerking.
Yeah.
You'll see a 3D image come up. There is a 3D image there, but it's too slow. It's jerky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in that is where you see the energy. Ooh, there was something, yeah. What, see that little lightning bolt thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, and there's another one, see? But yeah, and another laser comes around. Now I've got more, this is very low power. We've got about 20 more lasers we can add. But, it's just, it's kicking in there. And it, those things are acting like sweepers. That one that goes up and down, that green one on the left.
Yeah.
Okay, that one is a sweeping beam. It's got a fan. And what it does is entities, when you run incense, like in sacred, entities will interrupt the beam. They'll block a laser beam. They won't block a piece, you know, like white light. You know, if you have a light bulb on.
Right.
Entities won't block that because it's a random light and it goes around them. But coherent light comes from the astral plane, and the entity is coming down from the astral plane, so he absorbs the light as pure energy. And so that's how you can see the silhouette. It's so cool. There's one, another one on the left. There was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you watch that, every time it kicks back, there'll be something else, and that'll move. That's why I got to get higher speed and make this thing, you know, run like a machine. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it's really doing. It's moving much faster than what you see there. So as a result, my vision in here is complete movement of energies all over the place as we speak. It's gorgeous. And then the Stargate is partially open over there in the corner. So this is the kind of environment where if somebody were to step into it, they would probably go out of their body quite involuntarily, you know, for quite a while.
What are those circles in the middle?
Where? In the middle there?
Yeah, is that just...
Right where the red lights
go
down?
Yeah, see, it's showing a grid of circles.
Yeah, that's energy. Oh, there's a mirror ball there.
Ah.
Now, if you want, I can kick a blue laser in, and we can bring it up another notch. You want me to go turn that on?
Sure.
Okay. I'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Okay. Psychedelic, isn't it, folks? This is what you want to sit back and have yourself a nice hot rum and just settle into the mood with the music and eat some popcorn. It almost feels like the 60s. Of course, I was born in the 60s, so I really don't remember much about them. But It just reminds me of what people tell me about the 60s. Sitting back, watching lasers, and going, oh, ooh, wee. But I love this. I hope everybody's watching this. If you don't know how to get to it, you go to bbsradio.com and click on, well, first look on the left side under where it says program info, and you'll see a bunch of radio programs listed by the radio program name and the show host. And then just a little under that, you're going to see something that says Dr. Bell Live on webcam. And click on the live, and it'll ask you probably to install ActiveX. And if, once you say yes or click on the address bar to accept the ActiveX control, then it'll probably, if you haven't done it already, it'll ask you to install a certain, OCX file, and then you'll be able to view it. And it's coming right from Dr. Bell's home, which is situated on an old gold mine right there on Laguna Beach. It's right there at the top of the gold mine, and it's a beautiful area because he looks right out over the ocean, and he's got lasers in the top floor of his building. Then he's got a balcony that walks out, and you can see the ocean from there. And he built the laser, the center of this vortex, right where the ley lines from this, right above where this, I guess what you'd call there's a certain way that mine was formed. And, I it's been a while since I've read this, and I didn't quite understand it, to be honest with you, but he built it in the perfect location right on top of this gold mine where the energies would be the strongest. And he built the center from there and then out. And it gives off some pretty strange energy. I've been into his place, and it will make your head hurt. Just start buzzing, and the top of your head starts to feel like you've got this pressure associated on your forehead and the top and the back of your head. Almost like a headache, but a different feeling, and a pressure, and almost like a buzzing, and it kind of whacks you out for a little while, and it makes you feel odd, not tingly, but odd. No description for it. You'd really have to experience it. But it makes you feel good. Okay, as long as your head isn't hurting too much, it'll actually you feel quite good. The energies are wonderful, but can be strong. And then he's got, of course, under all these massive crystals that are everywhere. Lasers everywhere, and crystals, and pyramids that are built up.
Stand back.
All right,
now I'm going to move the camera around a little bit in different areas. The first thing I want to point out, okay, you see that big red beam up there?
Yeah.
Across the top?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you a little story about that red beam right there. I owned a company called Scopes Unlimited, and I used to supply a company called Mel's Griot back in the early 70s, like 71, 72, that was just starting out to be a laser company.
Right.
I ended up, after a few years went by, selling my company and going new age, and about 5 or 6 years later, from Paradigm, not from my company, I went down there, and I said, I need to do some trading with you guys. I've got some oscilloscopes and some test equipment left over from my glory days. You used to buy those. You want them? I'll trade you for lasers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I went down there, and we traded, and I went and bought a bunch of lasers. They were expensive in those days, a lot of money, believe me. And there were, like $1,000 for a little red one. That one, that red one up there was $1,000 easy, okay? Today, that red one, I can sell you something like that in a diode for about $50, $60. You follow me?
Yeah.
That's the price difference. But that one, that laser is shooting across the room. I have it off a deflection right now, but you can see the red one, the big bright one at the top.
Yeah, with the little red circle towards the middle.
Yeah. That's the intensity of the output. Okay, that laser, all right, it went into a speaker. It shoots into a speaker. It's not aimed at it right now, but goes off a mirror and goes back. The speaker's right next to it, so it would be on a reverse trip. And that speaker had a mirror in it. And that mirror would get hit with a laser beam. We would hook it up to a music source and shoot it at a crystal. You follow me?
Yeah.
That was 30 years ago. From that laser, that one, that is the original one that we did this with, that laser has been running nonstop up there, never turned off, for 30 years. That one. That's a world-famous laser. Mel's Grit, the power supply is right here. They would give me probably $50,000 for that laser right there. But they can't have it because it's one of the first ones. They, by the way, are now, that company has grown to $500 million. That's $500 million a year they do.
Yeah.
That's the first product.
Amazing.
Right there on the ceiling. That product, that laser, went to New York and got the shot. We shoot it in crystals. We went to all the major cities. We shoot it in the crystals. And it launched an industry which was huge today with scanners. And another friend of mine at the same time, Fred Lord, went to Vegas with the same idea. And another friend of mine named Ivan went up to the Wilson Observatory in L.A. with the same idea. Ivan did. And the three of us started the laser entertainment industry in the whole world. And that's the first laser.
Yeah, wow.
That's how historical. There's an Egyptian papyrus on the wall over there. It's in an airtight container that's 5,000 years old. There are so many artifacts in that room right there, right now, that the average person would just be blown away. I couldn't insure them. I let God take care of it. I'm thinking there's $1 million worth of artifacts in that room right there. Just so you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, there's stuff from all over the world. So that all has energy, and we use it for energy, not its monetary value, but we use it for its energy. There's a painting below that that was painted during the Renaissance period by a famous artist. It's an original. It's right below the Egyptian thing. So there's that Renaissance energy in there, you know? And that whole room is like that. So when you see those bright things moving around, that's just the center part switching the astral beams, the photons, onto those relics, those antiques, and plus the crystals that are in the ground.
Yeah.
That came out. Is that cool or what?
That's wild.
Let me see. I got this master crystal lit up really pretty. Let me see if I can get the camera down there. There it is. Look at the master crystal. It was white earlier by that white light.
Yeah.
The energy has shifted. Look at it now.
It's blue. Turquoise.
Yeah, with like diamonds in it. Yeah. That's how the energy shifted. It just keeps shifting. And then over here is a...
And it just changes the color of the crystals.
Yeah, it does. And it's totally cool. And it just goes on and on and on. And like I said, there's about half the stuff that normally is going in here is not on tonight because a lot of it's broken. It's been off for a while. We've been using the bare minimum of energy devices here to just keep this temple running. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But now that the world's going to come into our living room, we're going to put it back to, we're going to be undergoing a restoration process for the next 3 weeks. But when we get done, this, what you're seeing tonight, will look like Henry Ford versus a brand new Learjet or something. You know what I mean? Technology way. You will see stuff. I'm figuring out how to get this on camera and get it on the internet. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Not this stuff we're seeing now. I'm bringing you into this room.
Yeah.
Depth, clarity, no spot, none of that stuff. That's what I'm going to do now. Is that cool?
No, that's going to be fabulous.
Yeah. So that's what we're working on over here, you know, just to make... I want the people out there on there, because computer screens have great resolution.
I've got a pen laser.
Huh?
I've got one of those green pen lasers.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, it shoots for, it's the strongest one they make.
Wow.
You know, the little, you know the green ones, the ones that shoot for at least 2 miles?
Yeah, yeah, well that one there, you see that big green one up there now that just did the squares and circles?
Mm-hmm.
That's 40 milliwatts, the 60 milliwatts of green. That will put a spot on the moon. That
wow.
one right there, oh yeah, that's powerful. Is that cool?
Yeah.
I've got a bunch of lasers here that will hit the moon. They have a range of the moon. And we do it sometimes, but the beam gets so big when these lasers, that blue one, that you see that big blue one down there on the right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Up until the Patriot Act was passed, that beam going out my window off the top of my house up here on top of the mountain, every 4th of July in Laguna Beach, that laser, they have a big light show down on the beach with
yeah.
below me. So we send that out the front door and down right onto the beach, which is about a mile away, and it lights up the whole sky because it spreads the beam out. It goes
yeah.
out. Look at that pattern.
Yeah.
So once they pass, so every year at 4th of July, everybody looks at, and then I hit it with a diffraction grating. If you look, you can't see it on this resolution, but it's actually producing 5 colors of the rainbow.
Yeah.
And so we would put the rainbow above the fireworks display. They'd have these contractors come in. We did that every year for 20 years. And the city waited for Dr. Bell's laser to light up downtown Laguna Beach from the sky.
You know what I'm going to do, though, Dr. Bell? This is something I want to discuss with you coming in April.
Yeah.
I want to take you in the BBS mobile.
The BBS mobile.
And we're going to head over to see James Gilliland.
Yeah.
And we're going to, if people want to know about James, we may go out there in March. He wanted us to come out there in March. But James Gilliland's website address is, bear with me, I'm going to find this here.
I just emailed him, but let's announce it to everybody.
Okay, his website is ECETI.org. ECETI.org. And James Gilliland is on an area where he sees UFOs almost daily, sometimes fleets of them.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes,
yeah, that guy's awesome.
Yeah, and they land, and they land within sighting distance, and he's in a UFO area where I think there's probably some large extraterrestrial presence because they're there continuously. And every major TV network knows it, has been out there. I mean, every major one, except for maybe, I would think every major.
Well, it's illegal to play that on the wires. You know that now.
Yeah, well, they filmed it. And they haven't aired any of it.
And
it even states on his website that they've all been out there and they've shot incredible footage, but they've not.
Any FCC-controlled network.
Yeah. And people, you can get his videos by going there, ECETI.org. And James is a wonderful guy. He's a master healer, and as spiritual as you can believe. He had an accident where, of course, he passed away and somehow was resuscitated. He drowned during a surfing accident. And quite a tale. Anyways, when he came back, he knew what his mission was. He knew all of his past lives. He was whole, completely. And I mean completely. And he communicates with these entities when they choose to. And it's pretty extreme. So we're going to go out there with the BBS mobile and see if we can get Dr. Bell. And Dr. Bell, the reason I was mentioning this, because I was thinking if you could bring maybe
one of you. I have to bring my special sonic synthesizers.
Right.
Like I use on the Haleakala picture on my.
Right.
Yeah, there you
right.
go. I've done this for the Jicarilla. I've done it for everybody.
Yeah,
no problem. I do this all the time. We'll get lots of ship photos. That's not a problem.
And we'll get some good photos.
Yeah, we'll
hopefully we even get the, because believe me, he's told me that, I mean, by the way, he channels and he channels Kazekiel, which is, Archangel Ezekiel and Archangel Ezekiel's feminine counterpart. And the combined entity is called Kazekiel. And it's a book that I had, Becoming Gods. It was about one of the best books I've ever read. And I'd encourage everyone to buy it. But anyways, he is spiritually enlightened, one of the most spiritually enlightened people I've ever had the blessing to know. And we're going to go out there. Dr. Bell, you ready for that?
Oh, I'm always ready for anything, you know me.
Because these entities, he's told me they will show up. The spacecraft will land. You'll see sightings. You'll And it can be pretty incredible, and they want their presence to be known because they want humanity to take responsibility, shape up, and start to find their inner true selves. And so they're, you know, working in such a way as to make that happen. And it might be an opportune time to go out there and see what happens.
Oh yeah,
that was incredible what I just saw there.
I'm just focusing this thing. Oh, it moved. There was a really cool thing going on over here, but it moved. It'll come back. That Omnion's kicking some butt tonight. That Omnion, he really, I don't know. If you look, you know, it's hard to see it, but if you look in the middle of the screen, there's little things, blue things flying in the air around that red core thing.
Yeah, I see him.
Okay, that's an Omnion, and it's you can actually see particles of photons floating around it. See,
what's an Omnion?
Well, it's an Omnion is a device that Semyonta gave me in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And we use it in our systems, during the full moon and the new moon. And right now it's in the new moon position. It's up off the master crystal. Normally it's down on the master crystal to keep it protected during the full moon energies, because every time we send out these signals to change the universe, to make destiny change to a better place, which
right.
we do here, what happens is the master crystal is a battery for that. And it can easily, if you don't protect it during the full moon, when the surface tension of everything changes in water, that it'll fry the program, so that Omnion has to come down. There, look at that, just a big light flash. So the Omnion goes down over that and it protects it. It's a big device. It's grounded through huge cables outside in the ground. There's big, like, quarter-inch cable going out to the ground. You know
oh,
what I
wow.
mean? It takes the energy off of it. Oh, yeah, it's serious stuff. There's amperage on it. And that's what we, you see it? It's just this floating energy around it. You see that?
Yeah.
Right around that. You talk about phenomenon. The girl was talking, there's your thumb right there. And there was a red shot that just went through there. That's the spirit energy moving around in here now. It's starting to really kick now. And, it does about this time of night under certain conditions.
Yeah.
So the lasers are up above, and this is stuff that's light illuminating down below now. I think it's pretty cool. So anyway, it'd be nice for everybody to get to watch this all the time. And people can actually have this in their houses. But the thing is, this is on a vortex, so this will be the most sensitive one
yeah.
of all of them, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's her name? Valerie, she's getting good results. And I've got a couple of other people I'm going to bring on.
Oh, I hear she's getting great results. I mean, if people can afford this, they should be doing it.
Oh, I know. It's cool. It's all over the world. You know, when I sold a bunch of this stuff to the KGB back in 1983, they used it in, we make a device that, for sports people, that people that are athletes like ice skaters and,
yeah.
and skiers. We first proved this at Aspen Ski School in Aspen, Colorado, that it worked. And that was back about, way back there. And so once we proved it to Aspen Ski School, the world, you know, people could skate faster, ski better, no wrecks. You know, way better, markedly, you know, like 30% kind of different.
Yeah.
And that's a lot for a trained athlete that's
sure.
working in microseconds. And we proved that. So then the KGB came over here and they grabbed me at the, they abducted me at the Bonaventure Hotel, that really fancy hotel in Los Angeles with all the big tubes that's always in the movies.
Yeah.
They got me there. they bought a bunch of my star orbs, which stops that energy. And they trained those ice skaters, and the ice skaters came over and took all the Olympics in 1984, remember? From the Ukraine? It all went to the Ukraine. That was so funny. And then finally, it was only 2 years ago that NSA started using my irradiators in their work down in Texas. You know, they're way behind the damn scene. I don't know what happened to them. But yeah, we've had some fun here, you know. So anyway. Shall we go to bed now?
Oh, I'm ready. We're going to have a long day tomorrow. Day two in the comeback of PBS Radio.
Yeah, I think we have a pretty good, you know, group right now. You know, I mean, I don't know. You know, I was amazed that we even had this many listeners tonight that we did.
I'm amazed that we only had one setback, because as soon as I hooked up all the equipment, it all worked.
Yeah.
I didn't test it. Before
yeah.
my live shows, I just hooked it all up, hooked up all the new equipment, everything, and bang, we were working.
Yeah, but you don't, you're forgetting to tell everybody that five of these hitmen had 45 magnums and pistols pointed at your head while you hooked it up to get on the air because your clients were a little nervous. You forgot that, so you were under a little pressure, right?
Oh, if I would have missed today, ouch.
Yeah, you'd have been shot. That's where you got that gunpowder smell,
that's right?
The right. Barrels were that close to your nose. I don't know. You told me somewhere you got a gunpowder smell. Anyhow, I'll let you go.
Well,
let me go or whatever. Look forward to getting on the air tomorrow night with Dr. Ann West.
Absolutely.
And just keep watching Temple. We don't guarantee anything. It's nice to do a virtual reality reel. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
What always impressed me about the people that were my mentors, that people showed me what they were talking about. They didn't talk about it. They just did it.
What will be funny is when we archive some of these shows, I got to tape the audio.
Your video, you mean?
No, tape the video, yeah.
Yeah. That would be funny. Like I say, right now, that ain't nothing. Half the stuff is broken. The sea air has gotten to it. I've got my main painting in the background, that big black area, that big square.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole other area that'll be on hopefully in the next couple of days. You give me about 4 days in here, and you're going to see it's going to be lit up and clear, and you're going to see stuff happening. This is like looking at a photograph taken in 1900 versus the digital at 12 megabytes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the difference we're going to have here soon. I like perfection, and I'm almost ashamed to show this, but the bottom line is you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and you've got it going.
Yeah, we got it going, and that's the whole thing. Because when I say I'm going to do something, you know I'm going to do it. I don't sit around and talk about it till tomorrow.
Yeah.
I do it now. So there we go. Virtual TV on BBS Radio, and we ain't letting up on it, and it's going to spread.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. And to the listening audience, thanks for listening to us gab, and have a great night.
Bye.
Ciao. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.